Hello?
Hi, hello?
Hi, do you hear me?
I do hear you. I do hear you. Okay. Is this a better time?
Yeah, it's okay. Mm-hmm.
Good.
I can talk.
Good. Oh, wonderful. So you did mention that you had spoken with your partner, and does he agree with you that this would be a great fit for your business?
Yeah, we would like to try it out, and the only thing what he was mentioning, and that's maybe right, I mean, now it's Christmas and then New Year's
Eve
and everything. So if we could set it up or start it from January, whatever, 2nd or so, you know, because if we get a lot of calls during the holidays, then maybe the people are, you know, disappointed when you cannot follow up.
Well, everything. I mean, if you want to get things going for the 2nd, now would be the time to actually get things started because, I mean, I don't want to mislead you. It's not like we flip a switch and your phone's going to ring overnight. It's not a lead-based service where there's a backlog of leads that have been sent to your competitors that we're going to, you know, send out to you right away. It's a process to get you on that first page of Google, make sure that you're PIN verified, make sure that we start creating that content. So, I mean, you know, we're looking about, what, 10 days away or something like that.
That's okay.
That's what we're talking about here. I mean, they tell us to say 7 to 10 days to get everything up and activated for the Facebook ads and things like that. So, I mean, you're probably, I mean, Christmas is what, Monday, right? Yeah, so, I mean, we're just going to get things started now. If we can do your client interview, great. And then, you know, guns blazing with us getting everything up and running next week so that you are, you know, ready to start taking phone calls come the 2nd.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay then. I just wanted to, you know, talk about this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just kind of wanted to be real clear about the nature of the service. I mean, no one can get you on the first page faster than a Google partner, but there is still that ramping up period you know, the time that it takes for us to create that content.
Yeah, now, no, that's understandable. That's no problem.
So it looks like the phone number that we're speaking on, the 754-236-4022, this is a good number, of course, for us to reach you regarding the account. Okay, perfect. And then it's also a good number for your customers to call. It's the one that's on the website, right? All right.
Yes.
I wanted to ask because, I mean, my understanding is that the business itself is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer, right? There's not a physical location, brick-and-mortar showroom.
That's okay, correct. Perfect. No.
Yeah. And that's kind of how Google expects it to be. You know, when you're providing a service, Google doesn't expect you to maintain like a showroom. Even if you had like an outside office where you did your paperwork, that kind of thing. If customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. Now, let's see. Mary did not ever get your last name.
It's Spiske. S-P-I-S-K-E.
And the first letter is F S-P- like Frank or S like Sam?
No. S like Sam.
S-P-I-S-K-E.
So again, S. Spiske.
S-K-E. Two S's. S like Sam, P-I, S like Sam, K-E. And then... I do have the best email address, the office at sunconsultservices.com.
Yeah, that's definitely the best one. That's perfect. The best address.
And then, of course, the website itself is www.sunconsultservice.com. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would be taking a look at that client interview calendar. That, again, is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician so we can get all the information. Are you guys, like, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
Monday to Saturday is okay.
Monday through Saturday. People can still find you if they're looking on Sunday, but they'll know that you're not open on Sundays. So Monday through Saturday... Is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
You could type in 8 to 7, I would say.
8 to 7. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. At this point, are as far as the forms of payment that you accept, is it cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, cash apps?
I mean, most of our clients pay through the credit card, but credit we accept, card. Of course, cash. And, I mean, we have some clients from overseas, they pay via wire transfer. So as long as the money comes, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do that client interview schedule. And the other thing that's required of us, because we are Google partners, before I get you off the phone, I'm required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is month to month, that we've not only reduced the cost of the service itself, but we're actually waiving the setup fee, etc. That voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then, Ms. Biskey, before I do that voice verification, that first payment of just $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
Wait, let me check. We could put it on. Mm-hmm. I have so many credit cards because when I buy furniture for clients, you know, I have a couple of. it sure would be a MasterCard.
A MasterCard. On that particular mm-hmm. card, Connie, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name and the business.
Your name and the business name. And mm-hmm. Connie, is that C-O-N-N-I-E?
No, it's Cornelia. The full name is Cornelia.
Okay.
Cornelia with C-O-R.
Mm-hmm.
C-O-R-N-E-L-I-A.
L-I-A, gotcha. But you do mm-hmm. kind of go by Connie, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then you said it was a MasterCard. So that should start with a 5, all MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Mm-hmm. Did we do that voice verification already, or did we do that after the... Because
well, either way, I can do the voice verification first. I'm just required to do it before we get off the call. But let me go ahead and get that set up. And then if everything still makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's maybe better, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And like I said, it does answer some questions for you. It is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you've got a question. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call is, in fact, recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, could you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Sun Consult Home Service Company, LLC.
And you want the company and LLC, all of it, to be part of the branding of the business name?
I mean, I don't know. What would you prefer? I mean, what do the other two do?
That's entirely up to you. I have it right now as Home Consult Home Service Company. The LLC part of it, I mean, there's two schools of thought. Some people think it makes your company look more professional. Others know that it stands for limited liability. And, you know, for me, it's a personal preference. But the important thing is that we want it to be the same everywhere across the board. The reason that I ask is it's not listed that way on your website, just the Sun Consult Home Service Company without the LLC.
Then let's do it like that. Mm-hmm.
Without the LLC, yeah.
Without.
If anyone ever asks me for my personal preference, though, mm-hmm. I always say to leave off the Inc. codes and LLCs and things like that. So I've got that then as Sun mm-hmm. Consult Home Service Company. And then Connie mm-hmm. says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mm-hmm. Cornelia Spisky, Vice President.
Okay, and Ms. Spisky, as the Vice President of Sun Consult Home Service Company, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
I am. Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Connie, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Mm-hmm, I am. Yes.
Okay. And then, Ms. Bisky, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Connie, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then Ms. Bissy, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Connie, that's fair enough, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand. Yeah, I will do some.
Perfect. And we do what's called a NAPW audit, stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we want to make sure that all of that information is accurate. And it does look like you've got like a Yelp listing already out there. And then again, the LLC is left off of that. So we want to be consistent with that. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with the waiving of the actual setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 22nd of December, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. Again, Connie, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and, of course, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299, once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned before, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can actually stop the service altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. In fact, the service can, if necessary, be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Ms. Bisky, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Connie, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ms. Bisky, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and I agree.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. I'm pulling up that client interview calendar now, and then you said that was going to be on a MasterCard. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
It's 5474.
Mm-hmm.
1520.
Okay.
1882.
All right.
9304.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's 0427.
04 of 2027. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
664.
You said 664? 664? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I've got April or 04 of 2027 for the expiration mm-hmm. date. The card itself was mm-hmm. at 5474, 1520, 1882,
9304. That's correct.
Does that fill at the 1200 North Fort Lauderdale Beach Boulevard, 33304?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yep, we can do so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is, of course, Eastern time. You can email the support team 24/7, of course, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply supports@localsplash.com. Now, you will, of course, receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things. It looks like our system has already sent the welcome email, and then that invoice email should be sent out in just a minute or so. Now, as far as the client interview goes, I could get you in at 4 o'clock or 5, and there's also a spot available at 6. Would any of those times work out for you this afternoon?
The earliest would be the best.
The earliest one, so at 4 o'clock? Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put you down at 4. The 3 o'clock is not available, but we can do 4 o'clock. It'll be scheduled from 4 until 5. It's a one-hour window, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So it'll get you pretty close to, if not right at the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. There is still time for our automated system, though, to send you a reminder email. That reminder email will be sent out around 3 o'clock, an hour prior to that scheduled call. And then I'm going to send you in a second here a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. I'm going to say localsplash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, Tony, if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, then I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I might already be on a call, and if I am, they'll take care of you. They'll do a very good job. They'll have your file and everything else. So whether I'm on that call or not, I did want to put a little bit of added security on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with Sun Consult Home Service Company, even if it's you, Connie, and we recognize your voice, will most likely still ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they're either with Google or Local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you were born in, and then what is the answer?
Neumarkt.
Could you spell it?
Germany. N-E-U-M-A-R-K-T. Neumarkt.
Gotcha. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you. It did send on my end, it looks like a couple of minutes ago. So it's local / initial invoice. You should have gotten a text and an email. If you open that up...
Let me put you on speaker. Wait, let me check.
Sure, of course, yes.
Yeah, I got it. Local Splash.
Okay, so if you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
So what I see is, looks like the full contract or so, and then I see mobile phone, and I agree to receive SMS message.
Correct, yeah. So it's everything we went over in the voice verification. I don't want to walk you through all of it, but if you click on the two boxes, of course, SMS messages are just text messages through the computer. We definitely want to be able to send those. And then, of course, the I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer, so please click on that. And then in the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after your name. If you type it in, it is case sensitive. So just the C and the first S capitalized. Once you've got your name, though, in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. Now, that's going to do a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is month-to-month, that we've waived the setup fee, that we've reduced the cost of the service, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area, to do the initial MapW audit, to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, current, and consistent. So it's an important step in the process, and you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
I have that.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. And at this point, the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. Neither one is really true at this point. We do have to do the client interview first to create all the content for us to track. But sometime maybe early next week, once your tracking system is already active, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password. You can change the password once you access your account. Some people never change it, and that's totally fine too. I can already give you, though, the username because that has been assigned, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it is easy to remember. It's simply the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but just numbers. So no dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. So, of course, your username is simply the numbers 754-236-4022. And any correspondence, Connie, to the support@localsplash.com email address, please include either your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything there. We'll just forward it out to the right department. The client interview reminder that was sent out to your the calendar invite is what I should say, that actually has your username, your name, and then your phone number. I hope that I am available in that 4 o'clock hour to speak with you briefly, but in case I'm not, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that good-looking website out there in front of more people, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earn your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay. Super. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, real pleasure speaking with you. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll talk to you again in that 4 o'clock hour.
Okay. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you too, Ms. Biskey. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.